Hey, Bent from Better Change here. I'm currently at a customer northwest of Copenhagen, and I've just finalized the first day of our Agile Team Coach training. The first day, we are primarily addressing what it means to be a pure systemic coach. We start by making a distinction of this towards being an Agile coach, as pure coaching is just one of the positions an Agile coach will take. Today, we'll learn about coaching fundamentals like curiosity and keywords, active listening, and the structure for a coaching conversation. On top of that, we also added how to formulate powerful questions and other relevant question types. It has been a really great day, and the participant has just left very happy but also very tired. Stay tuned for tomorrow, where I will share what we do on day two in the training. See you. Hey, it's me again, Ben from Better Change. I'm still with my customer northwest of Copenhagen. And we just finalized the second day of our Agile Team Coaching training. Today we have addressed many topics. First, self-awareness and self-management, where the participants assess their emotional intelligence. We do this because if you want to influence others in a positive way, you need to know yourself. Then team dynamics were on the agenda, followed by conflict resolution and non-violent communication. We also learned about making observations that are without judgment. This is important when you are providing feedback. Finally, we learned the art of delivering training so the learning stick. This is a lot, but luckily the participants also get an extensive textbook with all the training content for future use. That's all for now. Check in tomorrow and hear about what we do the third day of the training. Hey, it's me again, Ben from Better Change. I've just ended the third and final day of our Agile Team Coaching training. Today, we also had a fully packed day. We started with the coaching charter, which is about setting the right expectations between coach and sponsor. Defining your mandate as a coach is also part of that. Then we worked with team assessments and learned about how you can address where either your team is doing well or not. An important matter here is cognitive bias, meaning that immature teams might rate themselves higher than mature teams will, simply because they are not aware of their lack of competences. This is also known as the Dunning-Kruger effect. We learn about change management and why some people are resisting change. The complexity in organizational dynamics was also a topic, and we learned how you through experimentation can influence your teams and organization. The plausibility canvas was used as a tool for that. Finally, the participants defined their development plan for what is coming after the training in order to grow their coaching skills. All in all, a great day and a valuable training. That's all for now. Thank you for following this training.